right under 6'4", right under 6'4". I think they kind of pushed me down a little bit, you know, bent my knees and pushed me down so they could get me lower than what I'm usually used to. About 216. The wrist is 100% healed. You know, I've been going through a lot of MRIs, a lot of X-rays, and it's 100% healed. The range of motion, out of 100% right now, I'd say it's about 65%, so more than halfway, which is good. I've talked to a lot of people in there, and they were saying, considering the amount of time that I've been out of a cast, that's a pretty speedy recovery. So I'm happy with that. On my way to being back 100%. Oh, without a doubt. I think that's one of the biggest questions. A lot of guys, you know, question how fast I am. So I plan on showing them, you know, just how fast I am come Sunday. You won't catch, right? I'm not going to say I won't catch. I'm leaving everything open right now and just going to go with my agent, you know, whatever my agent says, because he's been through this plenty of times. I've never been through it, so I'll just take his advice and trust him.
Was
that? It'd just be more of his decision, you know, because I really couldn't, honestly, I don't know. I'm catching balls. I've been catching balls from Matt Ryan. You know, we've been working out at API, and I've been down there running routes, catching balls, and feeling real good. I'd go back and compete again. I think a lot of people thought that I re-injured my wrist, but the only thing that happened was at that time I only had 10% range of motion out of 100%. And the doctor advised me not to go. You know, he was saying, you know, it may hurt your draft status or whatever. But, at that time I didn't really care. I hadn't played football in over 5 or 6 months, so I was just eager to get out there and play. And I was doing well, but it was one-on-ones. You know, a guy came and grabbed my hand and bent it down to about 70% when it wasn't ready to, so you can imagine, you know, the pain I felt. That was day one. So I came back for day two, and I was like, you know, surely it won't happen again. And the same guy did it again, and that was when I decided that, you know, it was time to shut it down. So it wasn't a re-injury, it was just a breaking up of the scar tissue, which actually helped me recover quicker. So I want to really thank the guy.
You want to name him?